Bronze Ladle Studios. Here's in Shane and the Membrane.
Hello and welcome to the In Shane and the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me as always is my now Barbie-loving friend, Ken H.
What up?
You went and saw Barbie without me.
No, I didn't go anywhere.
Went as in you did an act, not physically went somewhere to watch it, but you went. That's just a saying, you know what I mean. You watched Barbie without me.
Yes.
I thought we were going to watch it together.
That was the plan.
Not cool. Not cool, Ken. All right, listen. Listen, everybody. Before we jump into today's topic, which we may even make up as we go on here. Last week, we got a little housekeeping in the beginning here. And last week, for those of you, several people listened to the episode. They say they enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. And one listener, in fact, called me out. Okay. And because, I don't know, Ken, if you remember, but I mentioned the show, The Golden Bachelor. And one Amy S. called me out on that, saying, hey, don't throw shade on a show that you haven't seen. And you know what? She was right. Okay? I dogged the show based on the advertising alone. And so I said, hey, guess what? You want to take up for it? You join the show, our next episode, and you defend it.
I'm not for it either.
She's willing to do that. So we're very fancy now here at the Engine Podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm going to text her.
To join the show?
I am going to text her to join the show.
While you're texting her and we're waiting on her, also we had some audio glitch or something. We're supposed to insert some media and
there were sound effects that we didn't know were coming through, and I called Ken as soon as I was listening to it yesterday and I said this is very awkward when there's just silence and then I'm making a comment about it, but
we're gonna try it again though. It could be blank for all I know.
Don't do it, please don't do it.
Go ahead, do the intro.
No, we're not going to. What intro? What are you talking about?
Say hello to our guests.
Amy S., welcome to the show.
Hello, thank
you. Can you hear that clapping? She can hear it, but we had that on the previous episode where I was talking about different things, and it didn't come through on the recording, so then we just looked stupid. I looked stupid. I think Ken did it just to make me look stupid.
Possible.
You know what? Effective, Ken. Effective. Good job. Good job. Amy S., welcome. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Never been on the show before. Have you ever been on any podcast before?
No, first time.
Wow. Well, welcome. Welcome. Amy and I, we're long-time friends. And let me say this right now, okay? Clearly, Amy has fantastic takes because you listen to this show, right?
Exactly.
Yes. And to your credit... Okay, Amy turned me on to Downton Abbey. I was never going to try Downton Abbey. I was like, this looks stupid. And she said, no, it's good. You should watch it. And I was like, all right, based
that's
on
that. One of my favorite shows.
It's from the very first episode, I was hooked. I literally thought today, Amy, if you remember the first episode and the end of the very first episode and the master of the house, he's going to have to shoo away the butler or whatever, I've forgotten all their names, because he was a little bit handicapped. You know, he had a little limp or whatever. So everybody else was like, oh, no, you don't need him or whatever. And then he's like, no. And he's like, stop the car. And he's like, no, you're staying. You know, like it was just such a powerful moment. I loved it. It was so great. Well, do you remember that?
If you saw my confusion, it's because he wasn't the butler. He was the valet.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow. They're all the butler. The men are the butlers and the women are the maids. I don't know, Amy. I don't know. Okay, fine. But you remember that, correct?
Yes.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Okay. Okay, Amy, I'm going to read out the text that you sent me right here on the show. Okay? And because once again, you were right in that I was dogging it. I was making fun of a show that I had never watched. I will admit that. I had only seen the commercials. I didn't know anything about it. And so Amy sends me this text. You said, hey, I haven't finished today's podcast yet, but wanted to send a friendly reminder. Friendly. You used that word. Thank you, Amy. Not to throw shade on something you haven't watched. And then you said, I'm obsessed with The Golden Bachelor. I'm 2 for 2 on crying. Yes. And I'm like, you got to be on the show to defend it. You defend it. So, okay, we need to set just a little bit of groundwork here. Have you watched other The Bachelors? Have you watched?
Before I answer that, I want to clear and understood that this is my only trash TV.
That's fine. Oh, so you're admitting that it's trash TV.
There are no Kardashians being watched in my home. There are no House. None of that.
Hey.
I feel like I've missed a season or two, but in the middle, I think I started with the second season of The Bachelor.
Okay. And so you've seen most of them.
Yes. Now, I cannot remember half their names.
Okay. That's okay. And you've enjoyed it, clearly, if you continue watching it.
It's just a lot of craziness.
Okay. Have you watched any? Is there multiple The Bachelorette? Have you watched any of those?
Yes. Yeah.
Are those any different, or are they just as good, or?
Yeah, I realize that men and women act a lot alike.
We do. We're pretty similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all crazy.
Right. And then at this point, though, I really don't care about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette as much as just that gives me the opportunity to know the characters who will be on Bachelor in Paradise, because that's the show I love.
Bachelor in Paradise. So that's just different because they're at some exotic location or something.
By the, at least halfway through the season, they're usually at an exotic location anyway. But they're always at this beach in Mexico. And there's people, you have more than, it's not just like one man or one woman looking for love. They're bringing in all the past contestants who are getting their second chance at love.
Oh, okay. So it's not just one-on-one. It's like a bunch of men and a bunch of women.
So sometimes you have love triangles and.
Oh, wow. Messy. The Golden Bachelor. So what did you saw the commercials like, it's a bachelor, so I'm in, or was there something that kind of drew you to it, first of all?
Yeah. And also I had heard a story before.
Oh.
What
story?
It's not like he's, been a bachelor all of his life. I mean, he was married.
Oh, he was married. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't know this about him. Okay. You told me he's 71.
Yes, he's 71. He was married to his high school sweetheart for like 40-something years.
Okay.
That stage of life where we're retiring, we're going to buy the retirement home out on the lake and just enjoy life. And it was either days or weeks within closing on that house that she wasn't feeling well. So we need to go take you in, get you checked out. And she had a bacterial infection and she was gone within days.
Whoa.
So they were planning on this in 2020. So it's been several years since he lost her.
Okay. That's good.
And
I agree with you. He's a good looking man, for 71, he's got it going on. And I'm like, how's this guy not with someone? But that's making sense now. So,
And kind of one of the things I've learned here recently, we don't use for a certain age or they still look good.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, we're getting closer to that age every day.
We are. But I say that. I'm like, shoot, Ken and I look great for 50.
Sure.
Yeah, you too, Amy. Throw you in there too.
I may.
Absolutely.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
We've got a lot of friends our age who don't look so great. Now, I'm not going to name names, but there's plenty of them. And if I were 18, they'd be like, oh, this guy, he's not too. But for 50, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's okay.
Well, I actually work with older people.
Yes.
And I tell them I'm 70. Because then they really like, you look good for your age.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, absolutely. I'm like, fat don't crack. So
I don't think that's a saying.
That actually is a saying, yes. Fat don't crack.
Because you're so bloated that,
I don't
your
have
wrinkles are like stretched out.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly it.
I've never heard that. Yeah. Have you heard that before, Amy?
No.
She never heard it. All right, listen, get me off track here.
Yes.
Okay, So the show itself, you've watched it, and the third one you're going to watch it here shortly because it's about to come out, I guess, or you're
right. It's on right now, so I'll watch it in the morning.
You'll watch it tomorrow, so you can skip through the commercials. Okay. How does it differ from the other Bachelors, and is it better or just as good or not as good? What is your?
It's different in that they're more mature.
Okay.
When they don't always show this on the other shows, but they showed the ladies moving into the mansion.
Okay.
And when someone walk in, like, I can get on top of a bunk bed, my knees. I mean, that's like something you've never heard on the Bachelorette.
Okay. So that was
thing. And Gary the Bachelor is not the only one in his situation. At least two other women have mentioned, you know.
Okay.
I died. Okay.
Widows.
Yes.
Widows. He's a widower.
Yes.
They're widows. Got it.
Yeah. Children and grandchildren.
I assume there's a lot less sexually related content. Am I wrong in that assumption? I haven't seen The Bachelor, but I've seen the commercials. And, you know, sex sells, Amy. We all know that. And they push it in the advertising, at least. So, I don't know. It's a little different, a little toned down.
Well, we are only on the second episode, but he...
Okay.
...thing the first night.
He did what? Sorry, cut out. It's almost like she's being censored. Like, they don't want me to hear what she said.
Kissing.
Oh, kissing. Got it. Whoa. Okay.
I know on the original Bachelor, I did watch the first couple seasons.
Okay.
There's a lot of like swimming pools, jacuzzis, and grinding.
Bikinis and whatnot. Are there bikinis yet on the women? No bikinis yet. Okay.
I just, from the way these women looked in their evening gowns, they could probably pull them off. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, nice.
These women are beautiful.
Nice. You said you're skipping through the commercials. I just assume there's a lot of commercials for different medications and Depends and you know, mature adult related items. Are there a lot of those? Have you seen any of those? I don't know.
See, I'm watching it on Hulu the next day, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow. Well, clearly you're not the target audience because you're not watching the advertising, Amy, and you don't need all that stuff I would be curious to know. I'm serious. The average age of a viewer, if it's more so than so there's people like you who you just like that show, that format. So you're just going to kind of watch whatever they do. You're going to kind of watch it. But I assume there are some people like, older people like, Golden Bachelor. I'll watch that because it doesn't have all that stuff that the young people do or are into or whatever. I don't know. I'm making an assumption. Mm-hmm. But,
I thought it was nice when they had I think it was after the final rose for this most recent Bachelorette, when right after, you know, they were started promoting Gary as the Golden Bachelor.
Okay.
All of the young men that had been on the Bachelorette season, they were crowding around him and just like, really encouraging him and telling him he's going to do great.
Okay.
And that was just for show to get some more airtime. I don't know.
Okay. But you know, listen, for the record, hey, record this, Ken. You were right. I was wrong. I did throw a lot of shade. And I think shade is a word that only people over 40 use anymore. But I dig it. I think digging it is also a word that you have to be over 40.
It's even older, yeah.
Probably.
But, you're there.
I don't think the kids use the word. I haven't heard my kids say shade, you know. They say lit, and they use that totally wrong. And I'm like, lit is our word, and it means drunk. And they're like, that's not what that means. I'm like, well, then you took our word and you're reusing it. It's like recycling, but it's not what you think. It's something different in any way. I don't want to get into that. You were right. I was wrong. I apologize to the producers of The Golden Bachelor. I apologize to everyone I judged a show before I had even seen it. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that I will definitely watch it. Will you watch an episode? Ken's not in either. But in fairness, I didn't watch any of the other Bachelors. It's just not my cup of tea.
Sure.
Okay? It's just like I've said before, I've grown to be less and less a fan of reality TV. Because it is so scripted these days, I feel like it's not reality TV. So I'm kind of like any reality TV, I'm against it because it feels the opposite. But like I talked about with wrestling, where they're trying to trick us and saying, oh, this is real. And then you find out, oh, no, it wasn't. They scripted it. Like, one of my favorite shows was Storage Wars. You remember that show? Yep. Anybody? Both y'all? They go and they bid on storage units. And then they go through all the stuff. Well, then it started coming out that they were planning stuff and whatever. And like one particular guy on there, he was making a big stink about it. I'm like, he's probably right about that. And now that's the end of the show. Cause this is like, no, we want real. Reality has real in the name. It needs to be real, not scripted. But inevitably, that's what show makers do, is they'd be like, oh, it's pretty good, but we could just tweak it a little bit here and a little bit there and make it just a little bit better. I'm like, no, you ruin it when you do that. So nothing against The Golden Bachelor. It's more about just reality TV in general. So
I've got stuff.
I apologize. Oh, Ken has stuff. Wait, what do you got?
I got stuff against The Golden Bachelor. I appreciate somebody else's opinion, but I'm off. I didn't like the original Bachelor.
I understand. That's fine. So, that's fine. Like I said, it's not my cup of tea.
But I'm watching Survivor and Amazing Race, and I mean, it's lame too. I get it.
I'm done with all those. I don't judge. You watch any of those, Amy? Survivor, Amazing Race?
I guess the only other reality TV I watch is Stars, but that's a more positive type.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars. I could see me watching The Masked Singer. You know, every once in a while I tune in on that. I'm like, it's not that bad, but okay. Ken's out on that one. Okay. Dancing with the Stars, I get that too. I get it, but at the same time,
I saw a couple seasons.
Doesn't do a whole lot for me. And I like real shows, like Downton Abbey. You know, it's a real show with real actors and real scripts and professionals.
Did you just say it's a real show? It's a fictional show.
No. Real show in that I know it's that it's a fiction show. I know that it's fiction. I know that it's made up. I know that these are actors. No one's trying to pull the wool over my eyes, so to speak. Where does that even come from, the wool? But anyway, I understand. That's what I mean. It's real. It's not fake. It's not presenting itself as something else. It is what it is. It is a fictional recreation of some story with people that you know aren't the real people that are acting. So that's what I mean by real. It's not fake. They're not trying to trick me.
Well, no? And one thing that surprised me on The Golden Bachelor is that one of the contestants, and I've said this in our text, that one of the contestants was the mother of a former bachelor.
Yes.
Well, they could. Okay, she's got to be on a few weeks.
Yeah.
And there was about 15 minutes left of the show. We were about to go into the rose ceremony. And I'm like, she has been on screen one time. She's out. Yeah. Believe it.
Yeah.
You know, she did not get a rose, so she went home that night.
Wow. You're right. I agree with you that it makes a lot of sense that they would try to make her a bigger part of the show. But if she didn't have the it, as far as she wasn't good on camera, then they're like, no. Forget the story.
She was great. At least she was great as, you know, when she was on before.
Okay.
Brought his ladies to meet her.
Okay.
Or
they do that just to throw us off their scent.
I was thrown off.
Okay, good deal. Well, listen, Amy, thank you so much for joining us. Please continue to call me out when I do that.
Okay.
I'm going to try to be a little more tolerant and understanding, certainly, of shows and ideas and things that I don't fully understand. I doubt it. I'm going to try, Amy. But you all keep hitting me up and you tell me, you put me in my place when I need to be put in my place. But just remember, might just invite you right back to the show so you can defend your argument. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. Just remember that. Yeah. But anyway. All right. Well, thank you for joining. There's clapping if people can't hear it, which I bet they can't because it didn't work last time. You heard the clapping, though, right, Amy?
I'll vouch for you.
That was our studio audience here. You can't see them. They're off camera.
I think it's going to work.
It's not going to work. Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us. Okay. See ya. Yeah, real clap. Okay. Like I said, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And I wanted Amy to defend that position. So I took a little bit of time, but it was necessary. Absolutely necessary. So That's fine.
I like the fact that they're doing a Golden Bachelor. If you're going to have that show, I think it's interesting.
It is. I mean, I agree that
it's better than bringing cousin. What did the Brady Bunch do?
Oh, right.
Cousin,
when
what's
they
his
jumped
name?
The shark.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Do you know they did that before?
I don't remember. I stopped watching the show at that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
remember, it was the little mini John Denver going off on a tangent.
I don't remember.
What was his name? Somebody text me. What was his name?
Here's the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay.
Even though shows like The Bachelor or The Golden Bachelor are not my cup of tea, they're not your cup of tea.
No.
People like Amy. Amy is very intelligent. She's very intelligent and she has very good taste. And she likes a different kind of drama. And that's fine. And so there are shows out there for people like her. And I bet it'll be very popular. That's fine. It's not for me. And she admitted, she said about the trash TV or whatever. She kind of understands it's like a indulgent show, if you will.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, like, you know, Zach watches Vanderpump Rules or whatever, stuff like that. For the record, I don't have anything against them. I don't watch any of them just because, once again, I like shows.
No, you do.
What do I watch? Hit me with it.
You watch some car shows.
Car shows are different because they're just about fixing cars. I bet some of that stuff is set up though.
I guarantee it.
I don't mind that because they're still solving problems.
You're just defending it because you like it.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Fine. You win. Hey, Ken.
Hey. Hey.
I told you.
What show's that? Hey.
I don't know.
I think it's Jimmy Fallon, isn't that?
I don't watch Jimmy Fallon.
I don't either. Is that too reality for you?
No.
Is that scripted, fake, real reality?
I don't watch any talk shows anymore.
I really don't either.
I just don't. I don't watch much network television. You know, network television feels like it's dying to me.
I'm watching. I picked Survivor seriously back up. I haven't watched it in a couple years. I picked Amazing Race back up. I just felt like I needed to do it, and I'm watching. My wife and I still watch Big Brother.
I can't do it.
I enjoy it a little bit. This year's not the best, but it's okay. And then went back and I'm trying to catch up on Fear the Walking Dead and Walking Dead and the
New Dale.
It's pretty. That's I'm a loser for doing this.
That kills me. The Walking Dead and then this new Daryl or whatever.
Yeah, Daryl Dixon. It's weak.
So you're just keeping the show alive with one character?
Can I go off on a tangent real quick?
Of course you can.
So I am watching Daryl Dixon, which is a spinoff.
Okay. Yes.
The production quality is nowhere near.
Yeah.
So he's walking into this monastery in France and his shirt's open and he's got like a tattoo on his chest.
Okay.
So then they jump to a scene where he takes his shirt off and they don't show below the waist, but he gets in a bathtub, old fashioned bathtub.
Okay.
He doesn't have the tattoo on his chest. And I'm like, that's a mistake. Somebody needs to be fired. Then 5 minutes later, a guy uses it's some type of mariner instrument. I'm getting real deep here.
Okay.
So it's a long stick with a blade on it. I think they used to use them back in Captain Ahab's days with like something with killing whales. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's a long, sharp instrument. So it's got a long sideways blade on the end.
Like a sickle.
Yeah, kind of, like but it's not curved as much as a sickle, but it's more straight. But you can imagine what I'm saying. Yeah. So a guy's carrying this riding in a Jeep. He gets out of the Jeep and I can see the blade like flopping in the wind. Like, you know, it's rubber.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, this is not, the quality's just not as good.
This is what they do, Ken. They take a show that becomes a hit.
Can I use a bad word?
And they do this with it. They freaking wring it out for every last drop. Of course you can use
this,
a bad word.
This is the second bad word on the show. You said ASS one time.
I know. I said bad AWS. AWS. It is necessary.
They've bastardized the show. Is that a bad word?
Not that bad anymore.
That's bad for me.
Bastard is an actual description of a person.
Yes.
It's not. It's in the dictionary, is it not?
It is.
Okay.
But it's been
bastardized.
Yes.
So.
Is your mother-in-law going to be mad that we use that word?
No, I don't think so.
Could you ask her?
Well, if you hear this, Anne, and you're upset, text me.
Shout out. Know.
Yeah, shout out. NR.
Shout out.
I did watch The Pacific. Yeah. Nowhere near as good. It's nowhere near as good as Band of Brothers. It's okay.
I don't think I ever said it was as good as Band of Brothers. I need a new
show.
I said it was good.
I need a new show. I've tried a lot of new shows and they all flop. And I need a new show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the new show is. And is it because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike? Is that why we just don't have good content?
We're gonna just like when COVID hit, we're gonna have like a lull in movies and stuff, and for a minute. They're already back, I think, working. So we're going to get some
product. Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to get Thank products goodness. Back. But I think there's going to be a little hole.
Okay.
We need to find the new Tiger King. What did you just do to our screen?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're still
on. I think we're good to go with the recording.
Yeah.
But
it's fine.
I can't see what's going on.
Just give me a minute. I'll fix it. I hit another remote. I was playing with it.
Well, besides the Golden Bachelor, which again sounds a lot like something else.
Stop it. Stop it, Ken. Stop it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Moving on. Here, I'm going to help you out. Anywho.
All
right. I'm just saying, life is better when I got a good show, you know, and I go home and I was like, oh, I get to watch the next episode of Fill in the Blank. I don't have any show like that. I go home and I turn on the TV and I'm like, what crap am I going to watch tonight? It's probably going to be pretty terrible. A rerun of something, of some good show, a rerun, you know, inevitably that's what I do. It's a very depressing time to live right now because of that.
Office and Seinfeld still throw fastballs.
No, they do. I started watching the entire The Office again. I've never done that with a show. And I did. I was getting into it, and then I just stopped, and I haven't picked it back up. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I need you to get through with your house. We've got some. I've put off my life.
I know.
I've put my life aside for a few months now.
You have?
Yes.
How so?
Things I need done.
Oh, you mean things you need me to do?
Okay. I'd still need to replace my dishwasher, which if I'm going to do the dishwasher, I'm going to replace the garbage disposal and the pipes underneath the sink.
I'm going to help you out right now. You ready? So,
yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
There are people you can pay.
No, to do that no. Help. So they sell that Flex Seal tape on TV. Yeah. You know, you put it on the bottom of a boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
A screen door on the bottom of a boat and put it over that and you float. So my garbage disposal is wrapped completely in that 3-inch Flex Seal tape. It's like around the thing.
Why are you opposed to paying someone to do this?
Just if I know I can do it, it's like a principle thing.
Then do it.
I can, but I want help.
You want me there.
I want you on that wall.
Want me to hold your hand?
I need you on that wall.
You're doing a great job, Ken.
When you get that's lost not the right wrench. The moon and New York
City. It's very soft. A little too soft.
That
warm.
Was a little weird.
Not really. I'm okay with it. I'm very, very confident in my heterosexualness.
Okay.
Hey, on Friends, you know, when Ross and Joey were taking naps together, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't remember that.
You really don't remember that episode?
No.
It's pretty hilarious. Go back and watch it. That's your homework assignment.
Pivot!
That's great.
Pivot!
Go back and watch it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, listen, you know what I want to talk about today?
I think the show's already over. We can hit a little topic, but not very long.
Do you live in Oklahoma City?
No.
What city do you live in?
Edmond.
Okay. Therefore, you're not allowed to vote.
I don't think I am.
On Oklahoma City issues.
I have Oklahoma City utilities. Does that allow you to vote? I don't think I can.
I think you have to be in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Proper. I think you do.
Proper. Although my new house is a Piedmont mailing address, but I'm in Oklahoma City.
Okay, like your address says
Oklahoma City. Who is your water and garbage?
Oklahoma City.
Then I think you're in Oklahoma City. You used to have an Edmond post office box.
Yeah, I think I'm I have an Edmond post office
box. Yeah, but I think you're in Oklahoma City.
An Edmond address.
No, I know it says Edmond.
Yeah.
Mine says Piedmont, but I'm in Oklahoma City. I'm trying to tell you. I think you're in Oklahoma City.
something, 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 Deer Creek Road, Piedmont, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Oh,
correct. 73078. Yes,
are
sir.
Are you sure you can vote then? I don't know if you can.
I'm positive. I'm an Oklahoma City resident. Just because I have a Piedmont mailing address doesn't mean I don't live in Oklahoma City. Remember when I tell you I've been dealing with Oklahoma City with all these
permit
issues?
Yeah.
Okay. We both live in Oklahoma City.
I didn't build my house, so I don't know.
We both live in Oklahoma City.
I don't know that I do.
Will you pretend like you live in Oklahoma City for 1 minute?
I'm very concerned about this topic, though, because I know where you're going now.
Okay.
I'm very concerned about it.
Why are you concerned?
Because I think we need it.
Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk it through.
Spill the beans.
All right. So for those of you that don't know, for those of you outside Oklahoma, the two of you that are listening, we in Oklahoma City specifically have had this MAPS project.
Yes.
We're on the fourth one, I think. And this new one isn't technically a MAPS thing. It's not a MAPS thing.
Explain, people that don't know, explain what MAPS is.
I will, if you give me a minute. Can you give me a minute? So basically, and I've been all for almost all of them. Okay. And I voted yes for all four of them because they're basically saying, hey, we want to make our city a better place.
Right.
And we want to build better schools. Check. We want to build more trails for biking and running and walking. Check. More parks.
Yes.
Stuff like that. All good things. We want a better downtown. We want a canal with a bunch of stuff. Check, check, check. I'm like 100%. I'm behind all of this. And what they've said is there's not enough money for the government of Oklahoma City to pay for all of this with our normal income. Therefore, if you guys want a little special something, something on the side, and it's been a 1% sales tax.
No, 1 cent, not 1%. 1 cent.
No, it's 1%.
You sure? I don't think
positive.
So.
Positive. I'm positive.
I don't think so. It's minor.
I'm not
positive. Let's agree on this. I think it's a 1 cent sales tax.
It's pretty minor. I think it's an additional 1%.
Maybe. I don't think
so. 1 cent on. So if you buy something for $10 billion, it's actually extra 1 cent.
I've never voted on it. No, it's 1 cent per whatever.
Yeah, per dollar, which is 1%. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do math? I don't know. What'd you say you made on the SAT?
10, it wasn't 50? Very good.
Probably pretty low on the math portion.
I just know they always call it a 1 cent sales tax is what I've heard.
But it's a 1% additional tax to the sales tax.
I didn't know it was per dollar. So no, I didn't know the 1%
what did you
at
think?
The time.
What did you think it was?
I don't vote. Never voted on it.
Everybody just pays an extra penny.
I don't live in Oklahoma City. I've never voted on it.
I'm asking you to use your brain and common sense for 1 minute.
I don't know. Cause like I'm dead serious. Right. Like you go stay in a hotel. I don't understand the tax on that.
It gets a little complicated. Yeah. I'll give you that.
See, or gas. Entertainment tax.
We understand the tax on gas.
No,
not
I think
really.
It's a scam.
It's a huge portion of the tax.
I think it's a scam.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not a scam. Gas isn't a tax because we're making the people who buy the tax or the ones who drive the vehicles on the road. That's the people that are paying for the upkeep of the roads. That's a fair tax. You see what I'm saying? Follow me?
What if I'm using it just in my lawnmower?
Well, then you're probably not buying that much, and they don't really care. And the little bit of tax that you pay.
Anyway, back to reality. Right. It's a small tax.
Okay, it's a 1% or 1 cent, as you want to call it, whatever. It's a 1% additional sales tax. So if the sales tax is 8%, it's 9% for X amount of time.
Yes.
And it's been like 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is. They have different things that they want to do, like improving schools or the parks or the trails. And they say it's going to cost this much money. So we need to do this special tax for this many years. Mm-hmm. And we go in and we vote yes or no. And so we, the citizens of that city, can say, no, I don't want to bust. I don't want to increase my sales tax. I don't want to pay more for all this stuff. So forget it or say yes. Now, we voted yes on all of them because we're on board.
Right.
Okay. And it's a sales tax, meaning you don't pay it without buying stuff. But every time you buy something and if you live in that city. Now, let's say you have a friend who lives outside the city limits and you get everything shipped to their house and you can get really low sales tax. I mean, they can't stop you from doing that. Your friend can stop you from doing that. See what I'm saying?
I do.
Because outside, his sales tax is like 4.5%, not 9% or whatever our sales tax is. So you can only get around that if you're just shipping stuff to your house. If you don't mind shipping it to somebody that lives outside the city limit and then go pick it up from them. But the gas, it may be a loss. Depends on the situation. Anywho, We have voted yes on all four of these, and I have voted yes. Okay, I've gone and said, okay, yeah, heck yeah, let's do this. Now, that 1% increase in sales tax is about to end.
Yes.
Okay. Oklahoma City has an NBA sports franchise. It is our only major league sports team.
The Thunder.
Correct. The Thunder. Correct.
We have a AAA baseball, but you're not going to count that.
I'm not. Even though, I tell you, the Bricktown Ballpark is really nice.
It's very nice, but that's very nice. That's not major league.
It's not.
No.
It's far from it. I'll admit that. It's fun. Yeah, I love having the Thunder in Oklahoma City. I do. I'll admit that. I have had season tickets for several years. I let them go just because it was too much of a hassle. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a wild ride, and I've enjoyed it. But here's where we're at. The current arena where the Thunder are playing, it's 20 years old. It is, because I just looked it up, Ken. Okay. It's built in 2002. What was it called when it first was built?
The Ford Center.
Boom! Yep. The Ford Center, because Ford was a sponsor. They bought the naming rights to the building, and it was the Ford Center. And then later they dropped it, and now it is the
Chesapeake and then Paycom.
Exactly right. It was Chesapeake for a little bit because they bought it, and now Paycom.
Yep.
They're the big new player in town. And so they bought, so it's the Paycom Center. I don't know. I still call it the Peak. I still call it that, even though it's not. So I'm sorry about that. I'd still call it the Ford Center. I really wish we just had a, you know, like the ballpark, the Bricktown Ballpark is actually the, was it the Choctaw Bricktown Ballpark or something like that? Because they bought the naming rights to it, but then everybody just calls it the ballpark.
Yeah.
And they get a little ticked about that, but I'm like, it is what it is, man. You know, the locals can call it whatever they want. Because when you pay millions and millions of dollars for the naming right, you want people to use that name. But anyway, I think that whole thing's stupid. That's a side topic. So it's 20 years old.
Yes.
When's the last time you were there? Attended something?
I went to a game last year.
Okay. When was the Journey concert?
That's probably 2 or 3 years ago now. That long ago? Yeah, wow. Probably.
It was there.
Yeah.
At the Chesapeake Arena at the time.
Yes.
Whatever it is now. I still think it's a very nice, it doesn't seem old and outdated to me at all.
Well,
I know. Hang on. But
what was I going to say then, Smarty Pants?
You were going to name the deficiencies of the stadium or the arena. Okay, then go ahead.
They're not building this tomorrow. So this vote is for like 6-9 years down the road or something like that. Don't quote me on the day, but they're voting now to start the preparations to building it in the next some odd years.
There is a website. I just looked it up. Yeah. It's called keepokcbigleague.com.
Yeah. Okay.
You've seen this. No. It's pretty funny.
No, I haven't.
It's a legit page. It's proper. And
so when are they going to build this?
Okay. So hang on. We had a 15-year lease, I think, with the Thunder, where it was like for 15 years, they guaranteed we'll stay in Oklahoma City. Right now, we're on a 3-year temporary extension.
Okay.
Until we figure out and we get another long-term lease, that's what they do. And this was kind of interesting. The point they're making is there's like 30 other cities or something like that that are actually larger than Oklahoma City in population, but don't have an NBA team. Now, they name places like Las Vegas or Seattle or Kansas City. And I would say very easily, they have NFL teams.
Yeah.
So they don't need an NBA team. NFL will always, 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 always trump an NBA team, period.
Okay? There's not that much overlap.
Oh my goodness. If you say that a major sports franchise brings attention to your city, nothing brings attention like an NFL team.
Oh, I'll give you that.
Big time.
Yeah.
So if you've got Seattle, Las Vegas, Kansas City, these cities have very important. The Raiders, the Seahawks, they're not that bad this year. Obviously, Kansas City, hello. They have
MLB too, not Vegas, but
they do.
Vegas
they do.
Has hockey.
Seattle has baseball. Seattle has Major League Soccer. Kansas City has baseball. Mike, that you cannot compare that. That's not fair. Okay, that you would have to bring up.
No,
you would have
can.
To bring up. You would have to bring up larger cities than Oklahoma City that don't have a single major league sports franchise.
No, they don't have to do that. But you're saying
I say
you're,
that. This guy, so right here.
Yes,
he's got two
you're saying that, but I'm. You're just making that up. But the rules. You're making up the rules.
First of all, Seattle couldn't continue to support the Supersonics. That's why we have a team in the first place.
Why did they lose the team?
Mainly, they just lost interest.
No.
Okay, you're going to say it's because Oklahoma City businessmen went there and they bought it and they stole it?
No.
Okay, then hit me with it.
They wouldn't build a new arena. That is 100% why they lost.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
That was a bigger part of it was the city had just kind of grown tired and they weren't supporting the Supersonics.
I watched the NBA back then. I've always watched the NBA. That's not true.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Nope. Get to your point about the arena.
I will. I feel like these teams, so don't get me wrong. Once again, I'm happy about the Thunder being here. I'm happy about Oklahoma City getting a major league sports franchise. I'm happy about that. I will agree it's better for the city.
Yeah.
Okay? I will. It brings in more money for the economy as a whole. It does raise the image of the city to a certain extent. It does. It does. There are positives. There's no question. But I don't like it when seemingly they are holding us hostage by saying, if you don't build us a new arena, even though your old arena is only 20 years old and it still looks pretty darn new, if you don't build us another one, we're just going
to
leave.
I don't think – see, I listen to sports radio almost all day.
Okay.
Off and on.
I know you do.
And I think the argument you're saying that you heard is made up. I don't think that's official. I don't think that's an official statement.
Okay, then hit me with it. What's the official statement?
I think this is people panicking or people that want to say that to create a false narrative.
Okay.
That, hey, if you don't vote for this arena, you know, you're gonna lose your team. The owners of the Thunder are here. And
I know they are.
You know what it would take to move or to sell that team?
I know, yes.
It's because it's multiple groups that own it.
So you would have
to get all those people to agree to move it. And those are Oklahoma City people, basically.
I know that.
I think that's a false narrative that the team's going to move if you don't vote for the arena. But the arena needs to be built for other reasons.
Such as
to continue to support the team in a manner that is, consistent with the rest of the NBA.
We have the smallest
arena in the NBA.
It holds like 16,000 people.
We have the smallest arena in the NBA. So for them to be able to expand the product. Number two, if you look outside the Thunder, we miss out on a lot of big gigs from major performers. Because of the hold on.
So Taylor Swift didn't perform her. She went to Tulsa. Big deal.
They cannot get the 18 wheelers into that parking area or the unloading area into the arena. Not the way that you have to put in a major production. We do not have NFL, but we could have Taylor Swift, but she ain't coming to our arena because we don't have the ability to get her unloaded.
So
I gotta pay
to bring Taylor Swift here?
No, you don't. You don't have to.
Why not?
You can vote no.
But then if everybody else votes yes, I still got
to
pay.
Then don't shop in Oklahoma City. You have the choice to live here in a society and a community.
If I buy something from Amazon with my Oklahoma City address, I pay Oklahoma City sales tax.
Don't order from Amazon. Don't move. You have the right to live anywhere you want to in America with very little trouble.
I'm going to start a new service. It's just hit me. This is brilliant.
Gigolo?
No. Listen. You ready?
Yes.
The service is this. We are going to set up shop just on the outskirts of whatever town, fill in the blank. But we're not in a town proper.
Like the Meadowlands? You're going to build your arena in them because they're not in New York. They're in the New Jersey.
No.
Is that what you're getting at?
No, I'm not.
Because maybe that's why they, you know, who knows?
Can you let me finish and then I'll tell you?
Can I finish?
So I'm going to set up shop just outside the city limits. And I'm going to say, hey, guess what, everybody? Here's what you do. You buy all your crap on Amazon. You ship it here.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can even put this as your address or whatever you want to do, right? And I, for a fee, a small fee, not the difference, because it's about a 4.5% sales tax percent on every purchase that you're saving by doing that. And I will then deliver it to you. I'm going to go take it out to you, okay? I'll go do that for you. You're welcome. Now, I'm sure that's probably illegal.
Why is that illegal?
I don't know. I'm sure the cities have figured out a way to get around that by I'm sure it's tax avoidance. Yeah. And so I'm sure.
I mean, you can have a P.O. box, and you can even have there's businesses that have boxes you can deliver stuff to. Yeah, so it's usually in the city. I'm digging your idea.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you in, co-founder?
But that doesn't solve our problem with the arena.
$1 million, you get 10% of the business.
No. Let me get back to the arena.
The fact that you're an idiot, so for that reason, I'm out.
In 5 years, 9 years, whenever this new arena would open, they actually have an estimated date. I don't know what it is. Okay. I haven't read about it. Okay. But I'd heard it's, what, 6 years, seven?
6 years is how the sales tax would be elevated.
Sure.
It would not increase. That's what they say. It won't increase. Okay, that's only because we've already increased it. And it won't decrease for another 6 years.
Let's put a pin in that because I want to come back to
and
that.
And then in 6 years, we'll figure out, oh, we need another new arena now.
No, but
for something else.
The arena will be up to date.
I can't afford to live new, in this nice
in
city
6 years. And it'll be the nicest arena in the NBA.
We've made it too nice, and now I can't afford to live here. I can't afford to live here. I got to move out to the country with Jeff.
Well,
and guess what? People like Jeff that live outside the city, they still get to enjoy the spoils of all of our higher sales tax because he's done blocked from watching Thunder. I think we block him.
Well, you could.
Let's block him.
You could live in El Reno.
We're going to block him.
You can live in El Reno.
El Reno is a terrible town, and I will never live there. So if you listen to the show and you live in El Reno, I'm sorry, but it's a fact. They've got prisons there.
They have the Onion Burger Festival.
I've never been. We need to go sometime.
I used to work in El Reno. And there's nice people in El Reno.
I didn't say there aren't nice people, but it's not a nice town.
It's not a horrible place to live. It's pretty bad. I could name five places in Oklahoma way worse than El Reno.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to. I have a bullet hole in
Where's
my car.
Where's your least favorite? And it ain't
from El Reno.
I'm going to tell you the worst place in the world, I think, to live.
Oh, man.
El Paso is up there, but Denver City, that's where my wife's grandmother lived.
What?
Denver City is right on the border of Texas and
why do they call it Denver City?
I don't know.
It's a Colorado town.
It is the ugliest town ever. The only reason it exists there is because of oil, and there's a lot of oil derricks around there. But it's like super flat. It's not even like pretty desert. It's like the ugliest, flattest, nothing to it desert ever in the world. It's super hot. It's just like nothing exists there except people because of oil. Anyway,
let's get back on track.
Okay, back on track.
Maps. Okay, so what you were saying about the maps, basically we're still paying that 1% or whatever sales tax.
Yes.
It's been going on for 20 years or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
A long time.
So the day it drops off, basically this new one will kick in. So you shouldn't see a difference is what they're saying. That's what the people in support of it would advertise.
That is the argument, yes.
You're not going to see a difference, so let's just keep it going.
That's correct.
And use that money to buy the new arena, which this is the part I don't like, is that the ownership is going to put in money, but it's not a whole lot. It's
$50 million.
$50 million out of like $5 billion or something.
That's no, it's not
$4 billion, $3 billion.
The new arena is actually just $1
billion. Okay.
But they want to do other stuff too. But it was stating that it'll be right at $1 billion for the new arena, and the ownership is putting in $50 million.
But if you, my point is if you enjoy the Thunder and you enjoy some of the stuff that Maps has done, which I do.
Me too.
I mean, we did an event at Scissortail Park last weekend.
Scissortail Park's great. I love it.
But
I love it.
And I think that it should be supported. But I love the NBA. And I want, when I go to the game, I want top-notch experience. And the
have you been to an OU football game recently?
Not in a few years, no.
When you went, what struck you about the stadium?
I didn't like the experience.
Yeah.
Because I was freaking touching the sun. It was so hot.
I know. I was there.
Terrible.
Remember, you invited me and Colby.
Well, I've been to multiple games.
That's true, yeah.
I've been, so.
What struck me was, first of all, this stadium is older than me.
Yeah.
It's dirty. It's old. It didn't impress me whatsoever. But guess what, Ken?
People still go.
They sell out every single flipping game because they don't care about
no, no.
Still an old crappy stadium. I don't care what you say. It's an old crappy stadium.
But they constantly pump money into it, and which can be expensive.
They do.
You've heard
that.
You've heard.
And now, it's usually boosters.
I don't know if you. I don't know if you disagree with it now because you're building a new house. But the saying is, it's a lot easier to build a new house than it is to remodel an old one. That is the saying. But you're building a new house, and it hadn't been easy. So I don't.
In fairness, it wasn't the difficult part. Is just dealing with all the red tape from the city. The building has been easy. There's truth to that because you don't have to work around
like
stuff.
Your mother.
Anywho,
I'll delete that.
I understand all the points that you're making. Okay, they're fair points. My point is very simple. In that, to me, the arena that we currently have is still very nice. And to hear all these people say that it's not good enough, that we need a better arena, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad it's nice. You'll get to enjoy it for another 6 years.
It's ridiculous to me because I'm like, we already have that.
Mm-hmm.
We already have that. We have what we need. And don't tell me that the NBA players are complaining about, oh, we go there and it's such a crappy arena. I don't believe that for a second because it's only 20 years old.
I doubt they do that.
Did you go to any Rockets games at the Summit?
I did.
The Summit was not a very nice arena.
At the time, I didn't know that, though.
I knew it at the time. It never impressed me.
Yeah.
It was never like, oh, this is only 5 years old and it's fantastic. It was always like, this seems like it's 30 years old and it's pretty crappy, but that's okay. I want to see the Rockets play. It's like a church or something now. I think it's Joel Osteen's church,
maybe. It is.
Sure. Okay. And I'm sure they sank way more money
into it. I've
been
to both. I went to the Summit back in the day, and then what's the new one called?
Compact Center?
No. Yeah.
Is that
it
right?
It is. Yes, it is. Wow. Yeah. I was going to say a computer name, and Compact is it.
But here's my point.
It was nicer than our arena.
Okay, back in the day, that's just the way it was. You didn't keep building new arenas every 10 years. You had an arena for 50 years, and it wasn't that big of a deal, and people just understood that, hey, we have a perfectly good building, so we don't need to build a new one and waste millions and billions of dollars
on one. Okay, let's stay with Houston, and because that's what we know.
Okay.
The Astrodome was fantastic. I loved the Astrodome.
Yes, it was. I loved it, too.
But they built a new ballpark.
They did.
And then they built a new football stadium.
They did.
So, I mean, were they wrong?
How long did the Astrodome stand before they did that? 35 years? 40 years? I don't know.
So 35, 40, yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably.
A long time. Yeah. We used it a long time. Not 20 years.
Yeah, but again, is it easier to remodel or just start from scratch?
And they're going to tear down what? The Myriad Center? That's what they're going to do?
The Myriad Gardens?
Not the Myriad Gardens. Cox
anymore.
Convention Center or whatever.
That's not the Myriad.
It's the Myriad to me. The Cox Convention. We're going to tear that down?
I think so. But I don't think that's decided yet. But, yeah. People are really getting lost.
We're
going to
build it right over the top of Scissortail Park that we just built with MAPS dollars.
I don't think they are.
That'd be funny.
Anyway, I vote yes. You vote no. You're really going to vote no? Or are you going to vote at all? The reality is you're probably not voting at all. Let's be real here. You're going to actually
stop. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do because you ready?
Yes.
It will pass with a resounding yes.
I don't know about that. But
yes, it will.
Going.
No matter I say or do, it will pass with a resounding yes.
I hope so.
Just like a Republican candidate will always win Oklahoma, we will always vote yes for improvements
darn
to the city. Okay? It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I vote. It doesn't matter how I vote. The result is always the same. If I vote no, it will just be a statement vote, and it really won't mean anything to anyone other than
me. You have the right to vote, but you also have the right to move if you don't like the vote.
Listen, I understand everything you've said.
You can move. I can pick a few places that will agree with you.
I have agreed to live in Oklahoma City.
Get out of here.
For several more years, I've decided to build a home in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
That I hope to stay in for several more. I know it is. I know it is, but I've agreed to do that. And therefore, I'm in on the city. So if everybody in the city collectively thinks that we should do this, I will
I like this.
Begrudgingly agree to do it.
And then now, I'm going to get Chick-fil-A.
Nice. Honey, pepper jack, pimento cheeseburger.
No way.
Will you just burger? I keep saying that.
No, I don't. Will like
you try it?
I don't like pimento, and I don't like pepper jack.
If I buy you one, will you try it?
No. Well, not even take a taste.
It's good.
Do you know me?
Look, buy one and pull the pimento cheese off it. I'd like to think I do.
I would not bite that for $1,000, maybe. $100, no.
You wouldn't take one bite for $100?
Nope.
Wow.
I've got mental problems.
You really do?
Yes.
You want to talk about it?
It's a very sensitive palate. It's a superpower.
I know. You know what I just discovered is my new superpower?
Oh, Lordy.
Forgetting where I sat something down 10 seconds ago.
Hey, I'm going to be...
I'll put my phone down right here, and I'll turn around and be like, where did I put my phone? It's like I purposefully immediately forget where I've set something. When I go to fix something and I have tools,
yeah.
I spend 95% of my time finding tools that I've set down. 5% actually fixing the issue, 95%. That's why I wear a tool belt, because it can't get that far from me when Bob it's on my builder, tool belt. Yes,
I'm going to bring this full circle, okay?
Okay,
so I'm going to give you a chance to close it out.
I will.
So we had the Golden Bachelor on, and yes, you know, we're getting older. Y'all were beating around that bush.
Amy, I don't care. We look great for our age.
Listen, I had a conversation with somebody today.
A lot more white.
An older lady who's got some breathing problems, but she's very sharp.
Okay.
And we were talking about our friends.
Okay.
And we got into the topic of memory.
Okay.
And I said, I've really noticed with my close friends.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
J and B.
Okay.
And
okay.
That.
Why are you afraid to say their names?
I've noticed they've started to slip on memory.
Of course.
But I don't think I have.
Not everyone does.
I think I'm as sharp as a freaking tack.
You and Jason S?
Yeah.
Jason S could tell you what he ate for lunch in the fourth grade on a certain Friday.
He may have an eidetic memory. I'm not like that. No.
Okay, Band of the Brothers in the Pacific, when you have these 90-plus-year-olds and they're recounting, like, specific details, I'm very impressed. There are people
other reasons for that, and I can tell you why.
But
that's tied to emotion.
But I'll tell you this. Okay, I know. I understand what you're saying. But trauma. I'll tell you this. Memory loss is very typical for the average person to a degree.
I know all about it. Thank you.
I know that, but when there's people like my wife sometimes will say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm getting old. I forgot this word. I'm like, listen, you are, but that's perfectly normal. What you did that you forgot where you put your phone, that's perfectly normal.
Well, I can't, getting older, abnormal. I it's can't see anymore, but I don't enjoy doing this, but at least I can hang on to my memory for now. For now. Somebody else may disagree, but.
The fact that you're bragging about it, I hope you now lose it.
Well, that would be mean and wrong.
I know.
But
I have been very mean to Jeff about the fact, because he always, his entire life, bragged about his eyes in 2020.
Yeah.
And now he needs readers and I don't. Yeah. And he's, oh, you got corrected.
But you had
like,
surgery.
No, in the other eye, Ken. Yeah. In the other eye that I can't read close. The one I have it, I can still
read.
We
went out to his house the other day, and that's part of the reason I've been thinking about this was something that happened there. Now, the beauty of it is I can't remember what we were talking about. But we're talking about something, and Jeff's like looking at me blank-eyed, and I'm like, dude, what? You don't remember? And he's like, no, I know.
John B., who we just had on the show, he bet me this last week $5 that he would lose to this other player who hadn't won a game. And I said, no, you got a way better team. You'll win. Now, he barely won. Mm-hmm. And then I text him. I'm like, hey, you owe me $5. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, wow. So there's a lot of positive in memory loss. Number one, welching on bets is easy because you say you forgot. Rewatching shows, she's like, I don't remember watching this.
No, I don't remember
I'm gonna rewatch all of Downton Abbey. I don't remember any of it other than the first episode.
Some of that is how much you're paying attention though. I you know, like Amy said, the 2001 Space Odyssey at the beginning of Barbie, I was kind of half watching it, to be honest with you, so I don't remember that.
So now I need to just go watch it by myself because we're not going to watch it together.
I purchased it so you can steal it from me.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
What'd you purchase it on?
I don't remember.
All right, whatever.
No, I bought it. I do remember it. Bought it on Amazon.
Listen.
I mean, I own a copy of it. So you can watch it.
I appreciate that, but I'm good.
But we need to do it now. We need to do a podcast.
I really have no. Every time I'm like, should I watch this? I'm like, I'm not that motivated to watch it.
It was okay.
Hey, I watched Sound of Silence, Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
Sound of Freedom. I thought it was very good. Raina said there's a lot of controversy around it. I don't know what that was about because I don't pay attention to current events like we just talked about. There's some kind of controversy about.
There's two sides of the controversy.
Hit me real quick. I know we're getting long, but.
So it was not, it was initially picked up by a studio. I think it was Disney or ABC, something.
Okay.
That's ESPN, ABC. Doesn't matter. It's all one company.
It is.
So it was originally picked up for distribution and then they reneged on the deal.
Okay.
And so it basically, they didn't have a way to release it. And then this Christian movie production company came in and said, we'll release it. Cause that was made like 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So it sat on the shelf for a long time until it was picked up and then it was distributed. And then now, I don't know if it's true or not, but the main character, it's a real life character.
Yes. I know.
They're saying he's had some shenanigans or,
he's a pedophile himself.
I don't know if it's that. It may be towards women.
Oh,
not
okay.
kids.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that because I haven't read anything about it. I saw headlines and stuff on it.
I thought it was very good in a fictional show. I don't really care about.
I don't think it was fictional. It was true.
There were truths to some of it. Yes. I understand that. But
reenactment, some of that's fictionalized. Yeah,
shows probably. Really don't mean more to me because they're based or are true. They don't mean any more to me. I mean, I'm entertained. All of that's fiction
Band
as
of
far
Brothers?
As I'm concerned.
You just tooted the horn of Band of Brothers.
It is fantastic. I don't care if it's real or fiction. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. Listen, it's all fiction to me because I don't know anything about these real people and I don't know anything about their lives. I mean, everybody that I don't know is fictional to me, right? Like I can't tell you for sure that they exist.
I think it's
third party.
You're trying to go deep in a dumb way and I'm not even going to go there. So I'm shutting it down. I got to go get some Chick-fil-A, man.
I'll tell you, you really got to try it, but that's fine. You're too weak, too chicken to do it. That's fine. It's okay. All right. Listen, I told you, if everybody else in Oklahoma City wants to do it, I'll do it. I am a band weather city,
Seven.
Oklahoma Cityan,
six,
whatever. And I'm for our city, five, even though the city is against me with all
four,
their permit issues, but
three,
whatever.
Two,
all right. Until next time.